Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm coming to answer your colour and style questions. So, first in the pot today, this is from Diane. How is it if I'm wearing my colours from my palette that they don't always seem flattering? I know it must be about the ideal value and value contrast and colour contrast too. That would be the reason. So this is where often if we are, say, high value contrast and we're wearing something that is a low value contrast, it's not going to look as good, even when it's in your colours. If you're wearing something that's completely different from your ideal value, it's never going to look as good. So imagine, even if you're a light person, if you're wearing something really dark on you, that's going to look heavy. If you're, say, only medium light, but you're wearing a really light colour and nothing else, because remember, this is it's often so much of it's how we put the colours together that makes it sing, that makes it shine on you, that makes it look incredible. So it's thinking about putting the colours together, not just wearing one colour. If you are, say, a high colour contrast, say you've got camely kind of carroty hair sort of thing, like a hair colour that's quite warm, then I'm just looking for an example here. Something like that, if your hair colour is that, if you wear just head to toe that, that's going to be really bland and boring. What you need to do is add a pop of something else into your outfit. So this is where if you go and find, you know, something like that, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be amazing. But just that on its own could be really dull. And it's not that the colour's not a flattering colour. It's just if you have a higher colour contrast, you need to add that contrast in. And this is where, if you happen to have a high colour contrast, looking for multicoloured patterns is the easiest way to go. Versus if you have a low colour contrast, you might want to look for just one colour patterns if you like patterns. Or just thinking about more monochromatic outfits. It's also remembering that you want to go back with your ideal value, so overall lighter, overall darker, or overall medium, depending where your value is on the scale. So remember, that's value is hair color. So going, do I want light, overall light outfit, overall dark outfit, overall medium outfit? That's kind of the easiest way to think about it. And then looking at your value and color contrast and how those actually influence the entire look of you. So all these things really come into the equation. You need to consider all of them, not just is it in my palette. That's often the first thing. Often when we have a color analysis, we run out, we just buy anything that's in our palette, rather than going, actually, but will it work back with me, with my other clothes, how I like to put things together? All that sort of stuff, that's something we need to consider as well. It's not just does the colour suit me. And this is why often when I'm doing a colour consultation, somebody who does have a high colour contrast, anyone might drape them in a kind of camely colour and they'll go, I can't wear that. And it's because maybe they're deep and this is too light to wear head to toe. Absolutely. But maybe what they want to do is pop it back with something dark and then pop it also with something that gives it some more contrast. So even something like that. So if you had a dark ideal value, you might have that plus that plus that. So it's not just always thinking about one colour by itself. Next question comes from Sarah, who says, how to wear a higher than your ideal contrast when you're overall light? So this is where my stairs principle comes in. So it's that thinking about the light to dark. So walking up and down the set of stairs, we've got dark colours, you know, medium dark, medium, medium light, light colours. That don't just jump from the top step to the bottom step. Walk down the stairs. So that is the easiest way to add more to your outfit, to add more contrast to your outfit if it is not great for you. So that's one of the things. Number two, things like if you're overall light and you want to add darker colors, if you have things like darker glasses frames, maybe some darker earrings, things like that, adding a bit more darker eye makeup, like darkening up your eyebrows a little bit. All those things, if we add a little bit more depth to your face, then that can also help to allow that darker color into your outfit. So that's something to consider. And the other thing is, I go wearing it below the waist, it's not as much, but it's then linking it back, remembering to put, if I've got a dark color, like a pair of dark pants, put a medium color top, light color jacket. And what I've done is I've put the ideal value next to my face in the bit that we really notice. And then I've stepped it through so that they're linked. They don't feel like I've just got this high value contrast. That is how I would do it. And if you want to add more color, I generally say if you're a low color contrast, you want to wear more color, wear it below the waist, and then just put one color in your upper body. So take one of the colors out of the multicolored item or the colorful thing you want to wear below the waist and pop that in your top. So when you're not overwhelming your face with lots and lots of colors. Easiest way to do it. Last question for today. Lynn, how can I find a pattern top that still works for a column of color? If I have a pattern in a top, do I keep any of the camouflaging properties of the column of color? Yes, you can, provided it's the kind of pattern that has the same value. So the background of the pattern, so the negative space in the pattern or the background of the pattern should be the same value as your bottoms. That is your number one key. And it should be a dominating value so that it's not just, I barely noticed the background color. It's like, it's obvious that the background color is the same value as your bottoms, because that still creates that overall feeling of the column of color. So you're not actually negating that, as long as the background of the print is the same color as your bottoms. And then, you know, yes, you've got the print at the top, which is going to be a bit more lively, but when the background color and the bottom color blend in together, that still creates that longer line between the two garments and therefore creates that column of color. So really, you can do it. It's just looking for the right pattern for you. And of course, what style of pattern is up to you, whether it's stripes, checks, you know, florals, abstract, leopards, animals of any other sort. You know, there's a million different prints out there, but it's just thinking about the background of the print should be in the same value and the same color as your bottom half. And there you've still got your column of color. So please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, to answer in upcoming videos, because the pot is now bare. And also, too, if you want to find out more about your color contrast, get signature colors, all those sorts of things that really help you build a wardrobe of clothes that look amazing of you, you can get that in my 7 Steps to Style program. Hope you have a lovely day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.